Welcome, 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 Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 21, Legal in America.
We drinking now, people. Wow, what's going on?
Not much, man. I just came from the hot sun, you know?
Yes.
Sports festival in Japan for my junior high school.
Working on a Sunday, man. Gotta get that money.
Yep.
How was your sports festival?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was nice seeing my Ichinense run. Makes me feel like I can at least run faster than them, you know?
I can beat somebody.
Yeah.
Their bones aren't finished developing or anything.
Hey.
This is what, my second year without having to go to a sports day. It feels kind of weird.
Yeah? You like being in the office, man?
It has its ups and its downs, but, you know, having a Sunday to myself doesn't feel bad.
Do you have an assistant under your desk?
A Monica Lewinsky? No, I don't even have a goddamn desk.
Oh, she's just there.
No, goddammit, they just put me on a fucking table. You know exactly.
Oh, you bang her on the table.
Oh my god, never mind. Fuck that. Okay. What's new with you? What's new in the world of the chaotic world of Carl?
Not much, man. Not much is going on. We're just kind of, you know, playing it by ear. I'm just trying to get by, so to speak. How about you?
Oh man, I've put together more IKEA furniture this week. I've started piling up all the shit I'm going to throw away. Ooh. For the room revival.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I found out that the lights in my house have a dimmer setting.
Ooh.
So I'm wondering if I still need the fucking lamps and shit for mood lighting. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Nobody has hit me up other than people who have been in contact with Mia. So I don't know if this mood lighting is something I need to worry about. Or
you calling bullshit there?
You know, I might be. You know, I hope she doesn't hear me because I'm going to lose that argument. But I'm not going to lie. It seems a little fishy.
I don't know, man.
I interviewed a few foreign men out here.
Yeah, because you want to fucking fuck guys in the ass.
Ah, no, motherfucker. I was looking for a legit, wow, what do they call it? Sample.
Oh, sample. He's doing a sample size.
So I was like, oh, guys, do you have lamps and roof lights or whatever? And they were like, no.
Oh, did you mention roofies? You have roofies?
Motherfucker, we ain't talking about no goddamn roofies. Shit. So, yes, I have been getting that room fucking clean as I can be. And, yeah, most likely I'll buy some lights just for the fuck of it. But we'll see how it goes.
You gotta get a clapper.
God, I miss those things. Those are so cool. Fuck, a lot of people probably don't even know what that is anymore.
Well, you know, back in the 80s or 90s, they had this thing where you clap and then the lights would turn on and off.
And they had that little song, clap on, clap off, the clapper. Yep.
But then it got associated with the STD, so I guess they had to...
No, it didn't get fucking associated with no STD.
The clap.
Do you talk about your light fixtures when you're out to work? You're like, oh, what's up? Nothing, my clap's just not working. It's like, yeah. What? No, that shit doesn't fucking happen. So, no, I got the little light remotes and stuff. They got that stuff now, but clap on, clap off.
Did you use it?
The remote? Fuck yeah, I used it.
Did you use it the other day?
You know what? We don't need to worry about that right now. Let's talk about fucking gym work in the fitness podcast.
No, not yet. Not yet, bitch.
Not yet.
Okay, so yesterday we had Anthony's super, like, belated 3-month birthday party. 3 months after the said day.
March, June, they're right next to each other.
It's all the same shit. But anyways, he was telling us that he had some fun the other night.
No, I don't remember saying any of that.
Yeah, you said homegirl.
No, you shut the fuck up, all right? You leave me alone. I went out on a date and nothing happened. I took the shot. I'm going to take another shot very, very soon.
That's why we're doing this a little bit earlier. So you fans can hear the pent up, like, you know, the aggression.
I don't think I sound aggressive.
Oh, yeah. He's about to pop. Pop, 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 pop.
You know what was funny, though? We got a birthday cake yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
We bought the little sign out here in Japan, like from Daiso.
Oh, yeah.
And it said, happy birthday.
Yeah, that was awesome, though, man.
Yeah, no H in birthday, apparently.
Hey, man, the H's, you know? Because in Japanese, right, H means etch. Right? So that means it's...
You're fucking it all up. You're fucking up. The way they say the letter H sounds like they're saying sex or pervert.
Yeah.
So
something like that.
No. But yeah, either way, we had fucking some good food yesterday.
Yeah, shout out to Chef Mia.
Yeah, and Grace, she came way to musubi, man.
I know, man. That's
we had Mexican food, musubi, and fucking fuck ton of alcohol. Holy shit. Past 2 days, I've been drinking way too much.
Are you feeling pretty good?
I'm not drunk, so I'm happy.
I was thinking we should actually drink before we started this thing today.
Fuck that. At 2 o'clock? Shit. Have my filter turned off? God, gonna have me saying some shit I can't take back.
Yeah, I heard you've been hitting the gym, man. You've been back in there, huh?
Yeah. So since I got back from LA, I hit the gym this past week. My bench, I did bench for the first time since my surgery, like actual bench press, not like the machines. And I was benching about 105.
That's not bad.
Oh yeah, it's
for
not
a kidding. Bitch.
Fuck you, gremlin ass motherfucker.
No. Hey, last night we were talking about the gremlins, right? Gizmo. And then everyone knows Gizmo, but what the hell is the other dude's name when he gets wet?
The bad guy,
Screech or something, or
I don't know. That doesn't have shit to do with.
Hey, anyone knows? Hit me up. Slide me in the DMs with your dick pics.
With Gizmo's dick pics. No, fuck it. Yeah, so after hitting up, starting to try and do more real workouts, like more compound stuff. My doctor wants me doing more tricep and forearm workouts because my right arm muscle's still stretched out and it's not. You're gonna make a sex joke. No, I already know you're gonna make some fucking like jerking off joke or some fucking shit like that.
You do the over under.
Oh, the reverse jerk off. Eh? You guys can't see, but the motion he's doing is like jerking off backwards. Yes, thank you, fucking car.
And the term he was saying was it's tight. His muscles are tightened up because he hasn't been using it.
So. No, I don't fucking know. Either way, they told me to do that shit. I started doing deadlifts this week. I did 315 with no belt, so.
That's actually more than I deadlift right now, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, what about you, Captain Jerkoff? What's the fuck? How was your fucking fitness week?
I jerk off about.
No! Oh. Your fucking workout, goddammit.
Oh, shit, sorry, that's too much information. But I strung together two workouts in the last 6 weeks, and my weight's supposed to be 92. I'm at 102. I'm going the exact wrong way.
So know. Anybody worried that this podcast is going to end for reasons unknown? No, the fat guys are going to be a while.
It's going to be a long, long while. I really didn't want to be fat for my birthday, but it's inevitable. I'm going to be fat. Fuck.
Yeah, your birthday's next month. Shit.
Yeah, shit.
How old are you going to be?
4'4". I was supposed to do a 4 for 4, you know, like a 4-pack at least, but that shit ain't going to happen.
I don't know. You get in that crazy mode, but you haven't been going to our gym. Where the fuck you been working out?
I've been working out with the old people, man. At the old people gym.
The little community center gym?
Yeah, I like that shit.
We pay all this money to get this fancy gym. This motherfucker's working out and fucking like outside with rusted ass dumbbells and no fans and shit.
Yeah, because it's like if I have a free couple of periods, then I'll go, you know? Like if I'm off third and fourth, then I'll just go to the gym. Like right near my school, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, fuck. Are you still using your phone too much as you work out?
Oh, yeah, man. I got to get away from my phone, man. I mean, like, a lot of people have been talking about digital wellness and, like not taking your phone into the bathroom and stuff like that, you know? Like, when you're out at dinner, don't look at your phone and shit, but I'm really bad at that, so.
Man, nope. I don't take my phone anywhere near the gym. I need to focus as much as I can, and then as soon as I get on a roll, fucking somebody wants to come talk.
It's worse than having your phone.
Yep, God damn it. That's happened to me both days I've went. I'm like, motherfucker. It's like, can't you guys wait until I'm done? You know, I don't have much stamina because of my fucking arm, so I'm like.
Hey, you have headphones on, though, when you're training?
No, not since I had the surgery. Before I did, but.
Yeah. I think having headphones on is like a signal, don't talk to me, so.
But motherfuckers will still do it. They'll still walk up to you and they'll still be like mouthing and you're like, motherfucker, you see shit in my ears, you know, at least wait until I take them out. But nah, I try to stay away from phones as much as I can. I know when I go out on dates and stuff, I don't bring them out.
That's really good, man. I wish I could be like you, shit.
Nah, I mean, shit, well, I'm trying to get laid, you know, I'm putting in the work. So, you know, you don't want to be like, oh, hey, girl, excuse me, let me see what Twitter says about you right now. Nah, fuck that. You give her attention, you got to make the date fun and interesting. So phone, you know, that's just something that gets in the way of the end goal. But yeah, outside of going to the gym, I've also been since I've been having to work in the office and a lot more this past week, I've been eating at this place in Daimyo called Mr. and Mrs. Green.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, it's like a restaurant that just has like big ass salads with like meat on top. So I'm like, oh, protein, low carb. So.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Hey, you've been tracking your weight and shit?
I forgot to do
it. Yeah, so this week I'm gonna take my new weight measurement, and I'm gonna go probably head to the gym, our gym total. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to do it in body. I'm going to try to do it in body at least once every Tuesday or something like that.
Oh, did you see all the comments on you and your Zumba suit or whatever that fucking thing was?
Yeah, the, people really like that shit.
People, I think someone called you like the little girl from Willy Wonka. The one that got all big with the blueberry juice.
Yeah, yeah. Shit.
But no, so yeah, I've been really watching what I ate. Every day this past week, I cooked dinner myself. I'm getting slowly on it. You know, since my birthday just passed yesterday, I'm gonna do what I can to be ready by yours. But it's so fun to be back in the gym, but it's so fucking frustrating. When I was doing 315, someone came up and they were like, "Are you sure you should be doing this much weight?" And I'm like, "I don't know." It didn't hurt, so I was like, "I think I'm okay." But then they got in my head, so I calmed it down. I don't want to get injured again. I want to stay out the fucking hospital and make sure my rehab goes well. But yeah, shit's going good. I'm still doing it. Still fat.
Yep, but we are gonna eventually, like, one day you're gonna wake up and not be fat anymore. So we have to change the podcast name.
Because I'm dead.
Someone chopped off your dick.
No. Why is that the fat part of me? It's just gonna, all my weight's right there. Shit.
I don't know, shit. How is your dick anyway?
Man, oh, motherfucker. Move on. You were talking about some conspiracy theory with Martin Luther King, right? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, dude. Just like, I guess in 2027, the Martin Luther FBI surveillance tapes are supposed to be coming out. And then they released the article. And I was just reading through the article, and then, like, just him being, surveillanced and spied on, it's kind of bullshit. But I guess he had some ties to communist people and stuff, but... I guess there's so much evidence of him being like in massive infidelity, and like he participated in like a whole bunch of orgies and stuff. But man, what religious leader is not into that shit?
But I mean, everyone knows Martin Luther King was, you know, unfaithful to his wife. I mean,
yeah, but orgies, that's pretty awesome.
I didn't hear about that yet until I hear the tapes on me, like, because that doesn't sound like a... Like, that's crazy white folk shit. Black people really get into, like, the eyes white shit, orgies and shit. Do they have, like, masks and stuff on?
I don't know about that. But the one thing that, like, was... I don't mind, like, if you're gonna sleep with lots of women other than your wife. But, I mean, we shouldn't, like, separate the good that he's done, you know, from that, you know?
Well, see, that's the thing I'm wondering about. Because a lot of days, like, especially with today's younger generation... Like, stuff that was done in the past is now, because it's offensive now, it's being seen in a negative light.
Yeah, but let's take a look at Jesse Smollett, right? Like, he's still sought after now, right? Like, it's just washed under the bridge, right? Water under the bridge.
I don't know, though. His TV show has been canceled. Like, this next season's going to be the last season for Empire, and their spinoff series, Star, is getting, you know, I don't know if it's going to be their last season or if it's done, but... Both those shows are getting the axe after next season.
But he's not a social pariah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I mean, his shit, like, the thing was, is who was he before that? He was trying to use that, I think, to ascend his, you know, to raise his profile. And, you know, that's something different. Like with Bill Cosby, you know, the fucked up shit he did. What a lot of people don't know is he did a lot of good shit for black folks, right?
Yep, Fat Albert.
But I mean, like, even when he was talking about, like, he wanted, you know, black people to study the arts and music and to be more sophisticated. Don't forget, he was the one that tried to get rid of the N-word.
Yeah.
He was like, no, we need to stop using it. You know, it's holding us back, blah, 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 blah. And I mean, he used to try and do good shit for the community, but now because he's a monster, like, no one's ever going to look at him and be like, you know, he did a lot of good stuff. No, they're just going to say, like, he raped 52 women or however much.
52 that they can count.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, that's the thing, right? Those are, like, really, like, crazy kind of crime, so I understand like why people are kind of upset about that. But the thing that I'm like with the Martin Luther King thing is apparently like they were surveilling him, and like this girl got out of place, and so the other pastor started to rape her, and he was just laughing about it, you know. So I mean,
that's what's supposed to be on the tapes, right?
Yeah. So 2027, we'll find out, you know.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm scared. If we're still in the same super liberal world, that's gonna be a big hit to his legacy. But
that's the thing, right? Like, is like him not stopping it is one thing, right? Like, so that's a bad thing. That's his bad.
Mm.
But how about the FBI, you know, police officers? You know, like they're supposed to, like, I know it's your job that you're supposed to be building this case or whatever the fact may be, but you know, whether it's your job, it's the right thing to do is to stop it, right? Like, I mean, how do you feel about that?
But see, it's the paradigm. It's the same paradigm that, like, people are more sympathetic to Jewish people because they have, like, their bad guy, like Hitler, right? So in this situation, you know, Martin Luther King, he's not really the bad guy, and the FBI is just a group of random people, right? So who can you actually be mad at in that, if you did find out, you know? There's no figure to hate. There's no person to blame.
Yeah, but we're just talking about the ethical thing to do.
Well, of course, the ethics, but, you know, because they were, to them, you know, what do we know the race of the woman?
I have no idea.
See, because that probably could be taken into effect, too. You know,
but like, we haven't heard anything from her side, you know, like, you know, did this actually even really happen? You know, are these tapes for real? You know, like, so we don't know. So I guess we'll find out. But, you know, like in Japan, right, there was a train groper. We call them chikans in Japan. So basically in Japan, because it's really crowded in the trains or public transportation, that that people like to have sex and, you know, do stuff like that in the trains and stuff like that, right?
They don't have fucking sex. They touch people.
I saw it in the porno.
Because porn's real. Did somebody order pizza? No. Well, let's have some.
Take it back. The bang bus is real, motherfucker.
Oh my god, that shit. Yeah, and then the people who are just in all those other porns that keep showing up for this fucking bus. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, you watch your mouth.
Either way.
But anyways, but there was these two high school girls who, I guess, this one girl was tired of being groped repeatedly. So she confronted her attacker, and I guess the groper, said groper, was starting to run away. This other person was videotaping the dude run away, and they were chasing after him, these two girls. Nonchalantly, another dude sticks out his leg and trips the dude.
Trips the groper?
Yeah, trips the groper. So the high schools are able to, like, you know, catch him and stuff. But he took a pretty bad, like, spill. Like,
that was pretty bad dive after with that trip?
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
Well, he was trying to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, but, I mean, so, like, is that guy gonna be in trouble for sticking out his leg? You know, like, if we did that, we'd probably get in trouble.
I don't know. That's a good question. Like, I don't know how the laws would work in that situation.
Yeah, so, ethically, right? So, I mean, that's the kind of world we live in, you know? Ethics, it's like, what is really right?
You know? But ethics is what is right socially. It's not really law, you know?
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Legally, we aren't supposed to do that stuff, though.
Yeah, so exactly. So
ethically, you're supposed to do that. So, I mean, it's like, which side do you err on, you know? Like, the ethical side or the legal side? So
damn, we getting deep today. Look at this. Man, I didn't know you had it in you. I mean,
what?
Yeah.
Bitch, please.
I don't know. I would go, shit. I assume, in the heat of the moment, I mean, I probably wouldn't have done anything if I just saw a dude running without knowing, like, the situation, because...
So if you heard a girl saying, chikan, chikan, and
then... If I heard that, then I'd probably...
You just grab the dude?
I'd probably just stand in his way and try and stop him, try not to hurt him.
I see.
But, you know, because when I went to that little bar down the street from my house, you know, something... It wasn't chikan, but, you know, this dude and this girl were about to fight, and I just got in between them.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's so tough, you know, like... How to deal with those situations.
Especially in this country, because, like, I don't feel like these laws are made for us.
Yeah, but...
You know, as much as I love this place, like, if shit goes down...
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? Like, so if shit goes down, you know, and then you step in and, like... Or what if you don't step in and that girl ends up being killed, you know? Or, like, seriously injured, you know? Could you actually live with yourself for, like, letting that shit happen, you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, that fuck, that would kill me right there.
Like, I mean, I don't mean to bring down the vibe of our podcast, but like this week was some seriously like sick shit happened in Japan.
Oh, so, the man.
Yeah. So this dude went totally nuts, you know, like we have a lot of like mental illness, I guess. And he was just really recluse, but he just grabbed like two knives and he went to the nearest bus stop. And unfortunately, the people that were there were elementary school children.
It was a school bus stop.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a bus stop. So he went and he cut 19 people and I think two died.
Yeah. The one person that died was the person that was trying to protect the children. Mm-hmm. So that I was like, wow, that person is really awesome, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like, I don't know how I would actually react in a situation if someone had two knives, you know? Like, because, I mean, I'd like to think I'm really, like, tough and I could do all this shit or whatever. Like, I'm going to beat his ass down. But sometimes when you're in, like, in that situation, you sometimes freeze, you know?
Fight or flight, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that person, like, risking their lives to save those kids and losing his life, man, that's pretty awesome, you know? So,
yeah, this week. And then I heard there was a shooting in America and stuff. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of normal for us now, so...
I don't know if we should ever get used to that, though, you know?
You don't think we haven't already?
Like, I mean, there's now protocol, right? Like, you get behind the desk or something like that, and you barricade
yourself. Yeah, when I was a kid, we had,
tornado.
Fire drills and, you know...
Earthquake drills.
Yeah, right? And now it's just, you know, shooter drills. So, yeah. I mean, it's just... Sadly, I think it's just being normalized. We're just getting desensitized to it.
Yeah.
Because now, the only thing I notice is just like, you know, please don't let the shooter be a black dude. You know, that's the only thing I'm worried about now. It's like, fuck, don't let it be one of us. And I think this past one was. So I was like, fuck. But, no, the world is... We need to find a way to get out of the, like, our own funk.
Yeah, man. Like, take care of each other, man. Like,
yeah. Like, watching the elections, you know, that was a... I was watching some news show yesterday, and a guy made a... good point. He's like, if the Democrats want to win the election, they're going to have to talk to, now this sounds funny, but they're gonna have to talk to non-democratic voters. And it's like, that should be kind of self-explanatory, like, duh, you need to talk to the people whose votes you need, not the ones you got, right? Yeah.
If you already got the people's votes, why are you even bothering, you know?
But the one thing he said that was like really, really cool, he's like, you have to stop pandering to the fools on Twitter. Because Twitter outrage, holy fucking shit. Everything is offensive now. Everything. It is so fucking silly.
Learn to code, bro.
Yeah, learn to code. No, but like seriously, a guy accidentally called a trans person the wrong gender.
He forgot the zer.
I think he called a he, a she, or a she, a he. He just mixed that up. And then all this shit. He has to apologize. He needs to be fired. It's like... nobody wants to deal with that shit. Like,
nope, I don't want to deal with that shit.
You know, motherfuckers make mistakes. Like, so I think that's going to be a big part of this election. Is this the, like, are you going to be super woke, super, you know, SJW, or are you going to just let them know that, hey, we just need to stop being dicks to each other while, you know, we pass whatever legislation we need to make America actually get better and stuff like that?
Dude, I'm voting for you, bitch.
You're voting for me? What am I running for?
You're running for me.
The fuck? You mean actually running? I'm going to be running from you? Oh, speaking of the fitness shit, you heard about fucking Mount Everest?
Oh, yeah, shit, man. Bucket list going crazy.
So, I don't know if anyone else out there has seen it, but there was a picture that had a line of people. Were they lining up to move or lining up to take a picture?
No, they're lining up to summit the mountain. So,
but they look like they were at the top, right?
No, they're getting to the top, like, yeah. But there's just a whole bunch of bodies that are up there, like, you know?
People actually dead, not like just bodies, like just...
I think there's more bodies that are up there than people.
Yeah, so there's so little oxygen at that altitude, and then there's so many people up there that, you know, some people just start dropping. And when they die, they can't take the body down, right?
Yep.
So people literally have to wait hours to, like, step over somebody and, you know, just to move on along the safety line or whatever it's called. And it's insane because just to get the license to go up that mountain is like $10,000 US, which is what, like, Juman out here?
A little more than Juman, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So It's Yakuman. So it's, 100,000 Japanese yen, 10,000 US. And, like, it's fucking nuts, man. Like, who the hell wants to climb the most dangerous mountain? And then, like, with everybody doing it, like, I would assume it loses its appeal, like.
Well, not everyone's doing it.
I mean, but that many people, that was a big ass line of motherfuckers just to...
Yeah, but it's like trendy now to, you know, to like do these things, you know? Like, I think there's like Groupon or something like
that. You know, hey.
Sherpa. Join our Sherpa.
You know, what do you guys want to do? Let's all just go fucking climb Mount Everest. You know, we got a weekend.
What are you doing this weekend?
Yeah, fuck that. I don't know. Oh, man. But I guess on some more lighthearted news, the playoffs, have you been watching that?
Which one? NBA? Yeah, I've been watching a little bit.
So I haven't watched any of the playoffs. I just saw the just fucking Drake losing his shit. And apparently, like, he's getting too, like, hype. So I guess one of the coaches or one of the owners of the teams was like, yo, Drake, you got to calm down at these games. Because there's, like, all these photos of Drake, like, getting in players' faces and... he was massaging the Lakers coach neck it looked kind of creepy, you know, just like rubbing his neck and shit. Like, nah, we got this, man. Nah, we good, you know.
Damn, nah. Really into the game though, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I didn't even know Drake was from fucking Cali. Oh shit, I didn't know he was a Lakers fan. I thought he was like New York with everybody else. But nah, it cracked me up. Fucking all that fool just acting stupid and shit. And yeah, I wish I had time to watch the actual fucking...
Well, it's hard to watch sports in Japan, though. Like, you know, it's really hard for us to...
That time zone difference. Yeah.
But, like, you know, ESPN, you know, stream that shit, so it's pretty good. You can see, like, at least the highlights and scores.
Oh, man. Oh, so, speaking of, since we're talking about games and stuff, let's go to my nerd shit.
Okay.
Yes, so Mortal Kombat, you know, the newest Mortal Kombat game, they're announcing some extra characters.
Yep.
So apparently the rumor is Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be in the game, the Terminator. Yeah, him and Bruce Campbell. What was it? Evil Dead. Ash.
Uh-huh.
So both those guys are going to make an appearance in the game. Kind of hype about that. Supposedly.
Do you have to buy it or?
Yeah, they're bought separately. It's I think you can pay.
Which version of Arnold are we getting? Like.
I don't know. One of the Terminators.
Oh, it's a Terminator one.
Okay. Yeah, I think because there's a new Terminator movie that's coming out.
Oh
right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, people are freaking out about that. And Spawn was just announced, too.
Who's going to play the new Spawn?
Oh, I don't know. The guy, the comic creator, is actually making the movie. He said he's going to be more horror and less superhero.
Did you like the last Spawn?
I'm not going to lie. When I was a kid, I did. That shit was pretty hype.
Michael Jai White's my hero, man. I love that dude.
But watching it now, like, the CG and shit is so bad.
Yeah, but when we were young, that shit was, like, dope, man.
Like, I mean, I like the original Mortal Kombat movie. And fucking, I think the only shitty one was Street Fighter.
I like Street Fighter 2, dog. It's pretty good.
But, yeah, so I'm kind of hype about that. So hopefully we'll get to hear some stuff. I think, E3's happening in June.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go all the way to fucking California and then come back again. After being there a couple weeks ago.
Weren't you just there, baller?
Exactly. No, but supposedly they're going to announce the PlayStation 5, so...
Ooh.
Kind of hype about that.
New console for me.
Because you played this one so fucking much.
Hey, man, I played it twice.
No, dude, like the loading times on the PS5, they showed it, like, what the PS4 does, it can do in, like, 0.3 seconds. It's nuts.
That's how fast I come, shit.
Oh, poor Grace. God damn it, you made me forget what I was going to say. There was all kinds of fucking announcements.
PlayStation, go
back. I know. What was that? Because there's a whole bunch of stuff on the horizon. Fucking Nintendo doesn't go to E3 anymore. They just stream their shit. I don't know what Sony... Sony's got like a whole bunch of games that they're supposed to be announcing, but now I fucking forgot. Damn it, you took me off my game. Your 0.3 seconds, whatever shit just ruined it. Hey girl, you ready to get some of this good loving? Done. All right, see you next time.
I'm good.
Fuck. No. Ah, shit. Yeah, I don't remember what it was now.
Don't worry, it'll come back to you.
Mm-hmm. It'll come. Yeah, I saw that coming a fucking mile away.
That's what she said.
Oh man. Well, so what about your cousin in the Philippines? You want to talk about her?
Oh yeah, man. Shout out to Maria Isabel Leysan. She's like a 16-year-old high school student who found a potential cure for diabetes. It's a plant called Aretilis plant, and it's supposedly like a really promising and affordable plant that's found everywhere in the Philippines. So
it's affordable until Big Pharma gets a hold of it.
Yeah, you know, Big Pharma, they like to fuck shit up.
Yeah, that plant's gonna be like worth like $16,000 just for like one leaf. How did she find it? Is she like just some like prodigy child or something? Or
she just like, yeah, just one of her science projects, and you know, blew up.
Damn, she gonna be making that bank, man.
I don't know, man. You never know these things, you know, like have you ever like looked at how long it takes something to like be developed into a drug?
Yeah, so trials and all that stuff.
Yeah, but so what I'm thinking is you could just use the leaf as it is for a potential cure for diabetes. It'll stay, you know, like big pharma shouldn't even get involved with that, you know.
Well, I mean, like if it's just like drinking it as a tea or something, but I don't know, does it need to be processed or?
Nah, it doesn't even be processed. It's like there's all kinds of like things that are really good for you, as far as like maintaining your blood glucose level. Mm-hmm. And that's like, there's like two types of diabetes, right? So there's a type 1, which your body doesn't produce insulin. And there's type 2, which is like your...
producing too much or something, right?
Well, your body's just not used to the insulin. Yeah. So it overproduces insulin because it needs to get rid of the glucose in your system, mm-hmm. right? So it just oversaturates your body with so much insulin, but it doesn't really work. Mm-hmm. So it's a hard thing.
Shit. I mean, that's a hell of a fucking project. Like, shit, that would be awesome to... Because I think diabetes takes out a lot of people back home.
Yeah, actually, they say, like, a lot of people don't even know they have diabetes. So, which is the really, really hard thing about it, right? So, I don't know.
And I think even testing for it's pretty hard. Or I don't know if it's gotten any better, but...
Yeah, well, just how often do you go to the doctor?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to be like, hey, doc, I'd like to just get a diabetes check real quick.
Yeah, I mean, whenever we, like, our company doesn't even give us blood tests. They just do the bare minimum to get by.
The
like,
x-ray. The contract, right? So, yes.
The x-ray that only checks for TB, and that's the only thing that they're really worried about. So, about our general health, I don't think they give a shit about that, you know?
Nah, general health costs money, that's all.
Yep.
Nah.
It's just our life, you know? You know?
Now, the only thing I worry about, because like you said, like maybe in its purest form, maybe just as a leaf, it's just, you know, you make it as some tea or it as a seasoning and you're good to go, but...
Not as potent, I guess.
Yeah, but once pharma gets a hold of it, it'll be like, oh, side effects may include erectile dysfunction, anal linkage. Oh, that was a fun one.
So, the Viagra thing, like, have you ever tried Viagra before?
Why would I try Viagra?
Just to try it, bitch.
What, have you ever tried medicine you don't fucking need? Like, I don't know.
I tried it before. It's pretty interesting.
why did you try it?
Just because it was there. But anyway, it's really true. That shit really lasts over 4 hours and it's fucking painful. So, yeah.
Why did you try it?
I just wanted to see what it was like.
It just makes your shit hard.
Do you
need help with that?
Like, I had to tape my dick to my body.
No, this motherfucker, he told me when he lived, you know, when he was in college or whatever, he had a picture frame with a condom in it.
No, that's not how it goes. What? You're fucking up my shit. Basically, it's a picture frame with the words, in case of emergency, break glass, right? I printed out like this immaculate, like it looks like an emergency thing. And inside of the picture is a condom. So the girls are like, oh, that's so awesome. I'm like, should we break the glass?
He sounds so rapey.
I banged so many chicks with that.
And then you had the pills just like hanging out on the table, or was that like another glass you had to break or what?
No. I think it was... like we were at the gym and my friend's like, hey, this is fucking good shit, try it out. And so I was like, okay, awesome. And then like I fucking had this raging boner and I fucking had to go to the gym, but then what am I gonna do? So I had to tape my fucking boner to my body.
Whoa. So you took Viagra, you had a boner, a raging boner, and you thought I could either A, go to the gym with a boner, or B, go to the gym and tape it down.
We were already at the gym. In the locker room.
Where did you take the fucking pill?
In the locker room.
Wait a fucking minute. You took a sexual enhancement drug at the gym.
Yeah.
Were you going to bang anyone at the gym?
I was gonna bang the weights, dog.
You thought it was a good idea to take Viagra at a gym.
Hey, it seemed like a good idea at the moment.
No, it did not seem like a good fucking idea.
Hey, if anyone thinks that taking Viagra to bang the fucking weights is a good idea, let me know in the DMs.
Did you have a girl that worked at the gym?
Well, there's a shit ton of
them. No. We're not talking about girls that work out at the gym. Did you have a girlfriend or somebody you could have hooked up with at the gym?
No.
So you took Viagra with your buddy in the locker room. How do you know he wasn't setting you up, man? He might have been trying to convert you.
No, he was laughing because it was really funny.
Yeah, to him, it was funny. God damn it, Carl. Why did you think that was a fucking good idea?
It was fucking funny, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
because it was fucking pretty painful.
Oh, God. So you taped it down?
Yeah, dude.
Where did you get tape?
In my bag.
Like duct tape?
No, like sports tape.
Okay, I'm just trying. Fuck, no, nothing. You can't act like anything is logical anymore. Hey,
that's normal, dog.
I don't know if you just go around with duct tape when you go into the gym and be like, no, man, you never know. You never know what you need it for.
You never know. You never know.
Oh, my God. You took Viagra with a dude at the gym before you worked out.
Hey, it was really funny for them.
Did he give it to you just straight pill, or was it still in the bottle? Or
it was straight pill. It was like, hey, take this. I thought it was a pre-workout at first.
God damn it. You're like a little kid with strangers with candy. That little Korean baby. What are you going to do if the guy tells you to come in the car? Okay. Fucking dumb.
But I mean, like, I gave you some pretty questionable stuff. I just didn't tell you what it was. He always wondered why he was getting a fucking boner at work.
I never got a fucking boner at work with the
gym. Or boner in the gym. Oh. I saw you fucking humping the fucking machine, bitch.
Oh, God. I guess trust goes a long way.
But I have all these pills. And I'm like, hey, Tucker, take these. He's like, what does it do? I go, it'll make you lift better. I didn't say what lifts better.
God damn it, that's true. Fuck. I can't really make fun of you anymore now. Yeah, damn it.
Bitch.
Fuck you. Now the next time you try and give me something, I'm going to be like, where's the bottle?
Yeah. I want to see the ingredients.
Well, what are the side effects? Oh, God. Man. He told you it was Viagra though, right?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I was like, oh, yeah. Because I figured if it enhances you sexually, it must be like testosterone inducing. Then I read it, it's like, it's just all like vasodilation. I was like, fuck, this sucks.
And so you looked it up afterwards. Oh my God. And you still worked out with it.
Dude, we're at the gym. What do you do?
Oh God. Oh shit. I hope that was a nice fucking palate cleanser from all the depressing shit we got stuck. Motherfuckers over here with the fucking hard on at the gym. Oh God.
Hey, I've seen people with hard-ons at the gym, all right?
That's what I was about to say. Like, you see those YouTube videos of fucking weirdos at the gym. There's probably one of you out there just walking off on cute with your shit taped to your leg. God.
Oh, shit, my thing is not big enough to tape to my leg. I didn't say tape to my leg and shit. Everyone knows Tucker's dick is big enough to be taped to my leg.
Stop talking about my junk.
Dude, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, Tucker, my God.
Is it that big?
Carl, shut up. God damn it. Fuck it, eh? No. Oh, man.
So yesterday we were talking about our good friend. We used to be all really good friends. And what he really wanted from us was for us to all take a shower.
You're going to tell him that. You're going to tell him that.
Since we're at gym stories, okay? So every time we'd be done working out, he'd be like, hey, you guys going to take a shower? And we're like, no. So we're talking about like how we can like rekindle our friendships. And I go, I got it.
Oh, God.
If we all take a shower together in the same stall, he'll be our friend again.
No, yeah. And the worst part is he's not even lying about the story. I can't even be mad. He's not even like... We started going to this gym, like, fucking, like, 6 or 7 of us, fucking, like, 6 years ago. And every time we finished working out, one of our friends would be like, hey, yo, what you guys about to do? You guys gonna take a shower? You guys want to take a shower? And it's like... I was thinking about taking a shower, but now you sound kind of rapey. Like, what the fuck is that? And it was like, is he trying to look at our junk? Like, we could... So for like my first, 3-4 months at that gym, I would just go home and shower because I'm like, fuck this.
And the weird thing is the showers back then were really awesome. Like, there was like a hot tub and then like a cold pool and also sauna. A sauna.
Oh, I missed the fucking sauna.
Yeah, I missed that too. And there was actually a pool up there. Remember when you tried to teach me to swim and I was like a dying, fucking rock. A dying fish and shit.
How are you gonna live in Hawaii and not know how to swim?
Hey, don't fucking put me on blast like that, bitch. What's my job?
Oh, God. yeah, but no. So we were talking about our buddy. We were like, man, how can we get shit back to the old days? And Carl's like, we should all just go take a shower with him. And I'm like, huh? He's like, yeah, all of us in the same stall. He's like, I'll wash your back. It's like, nope, nope, I'm good. Nope, fuck that. Friendship ain't that important. I'm done. I'm good. We'll just be acquaintances now. Fuck all that shit. I'm good at cutting people out.
Friendship ain't that important.
Hell no, I don't want to be taking no goddamn shower in the same stall with three fucking men or two men.
I heard if the swords don't touch, it's not gay.
I can't even... As small as that shower is and as big as me and you are, like, something's touching something. No, fuck that shit. Mm-mm. I'm done with all that mess. You guys can kick rocks with that shit. But, now, the whole reason we were talking about that was another friend of ours, Andrew, was talking about how he's really into, like, forgiveness and, you know, giving people second, third, 15th chances. And me, I'm like, fuck all that shit. I was like, when people get to a certain point, you just got to cut them off. You know, like, it's too much work to try and be friends with somebody who is giving up, you know, on the friendship or whatever, on themselves, like, and...
Yeah, they say, like, you should kill two birds with one stone. Is that what it is?
The fuck does that have to do about friendship?
Oh, shit, that's the wrong quote.
What the fuck?
It's a two-way street. That's the one I wanted to say. Sorry. My bad.
You did that fucking shit on purpose, motherfucker. That is, you gotta kill two birds with one stone. The friendship. The more you know. But no, that was the whole thing. Like, what are we willing to do to get... And I'm like, nah. Like, me, my way is like, I give people a shot, and then once they've shown me that shit ain't gonna change, I just move on. Like,
well, for me, like, if he came up to me and he says, you know, like, you know, I'm sorry, I'd be like, no, don't worry about it, man. I was always your friend, you know. I got you, right? But someone else who I live with, that shit ain't.
Some people hold grudges better than others.
that's John Wick territory.
Grace is gonna go John Wick. You know, you gotta kill the puppy. I don't know. People, tell us what you guys think. Like, especially those of you who know us, like, Should Carl be stricter and should I be more lenient? Because I don't know, man. I mean, don't you guys get sick of that shit? Like,
yeah, no, but seriously, it is a two-way street, you know? Like, if someone's not contributing to your friendship and, like, it's overall just causing you to be more negative, I think maybe it's better you cut them out.
Yeah, and it's not like they have to do something to be friends with you. But, I mean, if they're just, you know, giving you shit or making your life, like, miserable or, you know, just... You know, stuck like in the same place and not trying to get out of it, and just like fuck that shit.
Yeah, know? But you know, if they're gonna throw money your way, that's all good too.
Wait, what? How do we get the fucking money? Yeah, you know, fuck all them people, them pieces of shit. But hey, if they give us money, well, I'll be able to last a little longer.
Hey, we need that e-foil, dog. It's almost summer.
Yeah, this motherfucker's looking at a $12,000 fucking self-propelling surfboard. You know,
because I can't swim, bitch.
Yeah. Well, what's that skateboard thing you have? What's that shit called?
The boosted board. The
boosted board. It's like a water boosted board. Yeah. You know, except this fool can walk on land. Like, if he falls off the e-foil, you know, is this floaties gonna keep him up? Like,
I'm gonna die.
Yeah, he's showing us this video, and it's this all artsy. What was that? Like fucking Manhattan or something? Some beautiful place, and this dude's riding in the canal banks or whatever, the channel between the buildings. And I was like, oh, that shit looks cool. I'm like, oh, how much is it? I'm thinking, like, you know, $1,000, $2,000 at the most. He's like, oh, $15,000. Fuck that.
<Mm-mm. laughs> I don't want one.
Shit's way too rich for my blood. Shit, man, the way you drop money, god damn, it's a good thing you ain't a rock star or anything. You'd be broke already. Shit.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, fuck. Well, people, we got a still busy rest of the day going on, so we're going to have to cut it here. Don't take showers in threes. Like, you don't need to do that shit.
Unless you want to. Hit me up in DMs.
They got to send the dick pic first so you can...
if it's too big, our things are going to touch.
Yeah. Oh, don't act like that ain't what you fucking going for. Either way, people, stay happy. We'll holler at you later. Catch you next week. Bye. Peace. Bye.